It's a big fat one.
I've yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
They're right at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
Used to, the road used to go up the creek there, and yeah. Yeah, and then it cut back up on the hill right next to their house where they were. Sometimes you have a time of getting up some of them hills up there when it's muddy and, you know, in the winter time.
Yeah.
The cars just didn't go too much up in there in the winter time. You went in the summertime, but they rode horses. We used to go over, we would have been over at Fairview Church, and the whole woods would be full of horses.
Yeah.
People all rode horses back in them. Back in there. They might be a few cars, but there wasn't very many, you know.
Yeah, it was good, and my grandpa was going to see it, going to the house to see his girl. Slept upstairs, and I just had the boys laying loose, and the car fell right down on the breakfast table.
Yeah.
Elijah Collins. You remember him? Elijah Collins?
Yeah, I remember seeing him.
Dad asked him, said, Uncle Elijah, he said, did you ever sleep upstairs? And he said, well, no, he said, I never did, but said, I've laid up there a few times. Never could sleep upstairs, he said, but said, I've laid up there a few times. Most of the houses didn't have them upstairs, you know, all they had was a little loft or something.
Yeah.
A lot of times the children sleep up in the loft. He had a ladder to hold.
Dad had quite a time. He'd sit and tell the trades he'd make, you know, and hard time he'd have.
Tell what he'd make.
My dad used to own that place where William Holbrook lives now. He sold that to Wint when he went to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He'd tell about hard time he had. He ordered off of the Jacobs house. And the Jacobs, you know, had the Simon. And he went and got them all the heirs. Said Charlie Jacobs run a store there. He used to call it Jacobs.
Yeah.
Charlie told him if he'd get all the other brothers and sisters signed, or he'd sign them. He went and bought them all out and come to Charlie. Charlie wouldn't sign them, that's again $25. Dad said $25 was a lot of money that day in time.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't nothing else left to do but to give it. So Dad left it at the post office to have it mailed it to Grayson to have it put on record. And when Dad sold it to Wimp, well, when they sent the deed, they said they had a deed there with Charlie Jacobs and wife's name wasn't on it. Dad had from Wisconsin had to come back and what Charlie done after Dad left it there in the post office to mail to Grayson, well, he opened a letter and rubbed his wife, him and his wife's name off the deed. And Dad had to go back to Charlie and get him to sign it again. He said he didn't have to pay him nothing that time. But Dad said later on Charlie Jacobs got broke up and he's a wheeling mail. He got a job down from the depot to the train to the depot. Had one of these little two-wheel carts with a hound come back. Dad said he had to wade through the mud and corner of his coattail drug in the mud. Dad said that done him good to see him do that, the whole way he done him.
Is that the name Jacobs after those people?
Yeah, that's what was called Jacobs, they named it after him.
You asked about your uncle, the Cornettes, the uncles?
Yeah.
Levi had an uncle, Levi.
Yeah, that's what you was telling me in that letter.
Yeah, that's, I guess he was named after him, because Levi Cornett was the oldest of his family.
Did they come from England or someplace?
Let's see.
Have you got that?
Yeah, let's see. This William Cornett, that's Lucy's father.
Yeah.
He was born in Grayson County, I think, but his father was in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And then his father, I think, came from England.
Yeah.
Yeah, then there was an Alexander Cornett.
Yeah.
And then there's a Francis Cornett. Yeah, you know, Alec is named Alexander Francis.
Yeah. But that way of knowing, I'd just like to know if the Lundys was Jewish or not, you know, just where if it ain't too much trouble for you to find out.
Yeah, I want to check into it more because that may just be your married name.
Yeah.
I want to see if it is, that means the Porters they live next to might be related to our Porters and they might have introduced her to Levi.
That boss down there said that Lundy was a Jewish name. Was Jewish, that's what he said.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just would just like to know if it was or not.
Yeah, if I find anything, I'll let you know.
Yeah, Dad bought that where William Holbrook lived. He bought that from Travis and Jacobs' home.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Dick Jacobs, he was in Indiana at the time, I think he's dead now. He said that John Waddle and Charlie Mayberry, was a wagoner, the Holmes owned a wagoner, and he had a sister at home. His dad and mother died when they were just little fellas, you know.
Yeah.
And he had a sister at home walking on, and John Wallen and Charlie Mayberry was on the wagon going down towards where Charlie Porter lived. And he said they picked Dick Jacobs' sister up and gave her a ride. And Dick was gone from home. And he come back and found out what happened. He got his gun and horsewhip and overtook Charlie Mayberry and John Wall down about where Charlie Porter lived and held the gun on and whipped him with a horsewhip. Dick Jacobs was telling that at our place one time, said he'd went to penitentiary where he hadn't had some good friends.
You remember any other big stories about the Porters?
No. Old Pan, though. Have to come to me maybe after a while.
That Levi was a character, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was. Said it, my Uncle Jim, he's a lawyer. He could really study up how to, he was a real lawyer. He could really study up how to get around things or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long was he a lawyer?
I don't know just how many years he's a lawyer. A good while, though, I think. I've heard people talk about him, you know, about what a good lawyer he was.
Yeah, I saw him in that Carter County book. They've got a picture of some 1920 Olive Hill lawyers.
Yeah,
he's in there.
Yeah.
And it was a couple years ago, and you know, I had all the kids' names, and I figured that must have been Levi's
channel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was.
There's so many Jims and Charlies.
Yeah, I know. It was named after each other. I reckon somewhere like that.
Yeah. Us, Papa, his name's Everett D, and he was named after her Uncle Everett.
Yeah.
His
Everett
D.
Yeah.
You guys are probably getting pretty bored.
No, that's not. This is suiting me.
You ain't taking no tales about the Porters?
Talk
to
you guys to death.
Maddie asked me when me and hers married if there was any other Porters darling besides me. I didn't know about Suzanne being darling, you know, at that time. But I found out after that she had a brother named Darling. I didn't know it at that time.
Well, there's a Porters that run that motel out there. They had a boy named Porter.
Yeah, out here on 18, go towards Akron. There was used to be Porter's Motel. They had a boy named Don.
Are they related?
Not that I know.
Out there at 534, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that where you're talking about?
Yeah.
On the corner of 18.
Yeah. They're not any relation that I know of.
Yeah.
Well,
I think.
Well, it could be. I don't know if it's traced back. It might be.
Yeah.
I
can't tell.
I can't tell.
I don't know of any other Dons offhand, but. I probably got some written down at home.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Most of them have no to do something, they figure out some way to do it. Other people trade off with that and they try to be in and tell about how they beat him or why didn't beat him, but he figured out going maybe for 10 years and he figured out a way to make him pay off.
Who's that, your dad?
Yeah. Went and tried to beat Dad, you know.
He did.
Dad when in Wisconsin is back. He wanted to get $500 off of Dad.
Yeah.
And coming back home was telling my mother. Mother said, now Bob, I wouldn't do that. Said if you do, he'll beat you. Well, Dad said, can't never tell. Well, mother said if Went wanted to, he'd go down to the basin and get money. He wouldn't have to buy him right all the way up here to get it. Well, Dad, instead of Dad getting the mortgage, you know, Dad said, I said to Dad one day, I said, why didn't you take a mortgage on both the places for the house? You know, it had farms in two pieces, you know.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you take a mortgage on both places? Well, I said, Wendt agreed to give a mortgage on both of them when he was getting the money, but instead of Dad waiting to get the mortgage, he just wrote a check for 500 cent a term. It was about 3 months before he went back. And when he went to make the mortgage, he don't give it on that place across the road. Well, Dad said there wasn't nothing left for to do only to take it. And it went on for about 10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
And when Paul Wendt died, he went and well, see, Reese had a house and lot there. They said the mortgage counts comes for Reese's line. And my dad figured he just had an acre, you know.
Yeah.
So Wendt, before he died, He went and made a deed to Reese and took in about 12 acres of them. Devlin hardly had nothing left. That's called for Reese's line, you know. Well, see, after he made a deed, Reese had a line then, you know. And went and thought that'd be it. So Dad told them all, if they'd give him make him a deed for that, he'd give him up the mortgage. So Dad went and had a deed made, and several of them signed it, you know. One day we got a letter from Charlie. Said, Charlie, come, said, Bob, come to my place at once. Said, I found a trick, and he went for the mortgage. We went to Grayson, found out, went before he died, went and made Reese a deed and took in about 12 acres of land.
So your dad didn't get the land?
No, yeah, we'll see. But what is that? Dad had him because the dad's mortgage was given before the deed was made. And he went, there's about over a month in court before they had that settlement. Ann Orsman said, you know, Ann was a sister to Jude. Yeah. Since his old went, 3 or 4 days before went died. And her and Jude was in the kitchen talking. Said, went hard, said, well, Jude, come in here. Said, come in there, and went and told her, said, now when I die, I'll get $540 from the juniors. And said, $40 will put me away nice enough, and I want you to pay Bob that $500. Said, he'll wait till he raise a calf or a pig for the innards. Said, Jude just turned away and never said she wouldn't or she wouldn't, but they already knew to know what they'd done.
Yeah.
And they spent that, said, that $500 of trying to beat him, and then lost it after all.
I was going to ask you what order all your family's in. I've got all their names, but...
But I just don't know how them, about half of my half-brothers and sisters runs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I know from my mother, you know, I know, but I don't know just how they run from... I know Roy and Elvis are two oldest ones, you know.
I know Elvis the oldest.
Yeah, and then Roy's the next. But I just don't know if Ursel was born 1904, I don't know if he would be the next one after Roy and us.
That's when Dad was born, I think.
I heard Dad say he was, and his Vern and Clark. I couldn't say for sure how they run.
Okay, how about the second group of
them? Well, Ned was the oldest.
Ned was?
Yeah, and Clary, and B, and D, and me, and Pete, and Peachy.
That's all of it.
There's seven of us. Was that, I put that name over seven? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, D must be next. Let's see. There's Ned and Clary. I think it was B and then D. And then me.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what you get. Yeah, first. Yeah, yeah. Kind of strange
the truth.
That is fall to death like
they're
a baby.
Pretty doggy.
Well, it's good talking with you.
Yeah, I'm sure glad I got to meet you.
Yeah.
Been wanting to see you for a long time.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to meet you.
Yeah. Good talking, dude.
I'll let you know if I ever get my book written.
Okay, I'll let you see it, yeah.
I'll expect you to buy about 10 of them.
Yeah.
Now I got to get everybody's name and address so I know I have enough buyers before I get it written.
But Dad's aunts, you know what I mean? I don't know if he had any more sisters besides Lily. I never heard anything said about her. But like you said in the census, if my grandmother's married before she married my grandpa, I never heard that either. I don't know.
Well, I'll find it eventually.
Yeah, you'll find it. Did you ever find out about Andrew Porter? About, you know, he said he thought he was born out of wedlock or something? Or?
No, like, you know, that Sarah, I talked to her on the phone, and she talked like his dad was from... Like Andrew was born up near Washington, just across the river from the White House.
Yeah.
But I imagine she was just a little girl, and her mom was saying, trying to tell her where Virginia was at, saying it was across the river from the White House. Yeah, probably she remembered that as a little girl.
He was telling me she had 15 children. I didn't know she had that many.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah. Did she say anything about her first husband? I mean, under talk?
No, she
about
was.
Dick?
She was going to write me a letter and send me all that, but she hasn't.
Well, he was quite a fellow like Dick was. He was. He was. All time, didn't care for nothing. I don't know how he ever raised all his children. I hear it after they went to Montana, Northport, and aunt's boy was telling about he was back to Wisconsin one time with another woman.
Oh, really?
Dick was.
Did he die or what?
And I don't know if he's dead or not. He wasn't dead last count, I don't know.
They got divorced.
They got divorced. I hear it was, he said that they was having trouble.
Yeah.
Then. That's been 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You wanna go visit some of these other people and